to 406-1360, 888-455-1360. That is a bizarre story. I may try to get to that before the end of the show. Radio legend Casey Kasem has gone missing. A mind-boggling story, to say the least. I want your thoughts on this one, though. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Big chunk of the technology section of yesterday's Wall Street Journal has the debate on whether employers should peruse social media to learn about either prospective employees or existing ones. And they have a pro and a con here. Let me read just a little bit from Nancy Flynn, founder and executive director of the ePolicy Institute. Look, this can be a valuable tool. Some of the examples I've come across show just how serious employee missteps on social media can be. Hospital employees have come under criticism or been fired for discussing patients on Facebook, which violated not only hospital policy, but of course, HIPAA. A city official accidentally put some city employees' private information on a public website, then linked to the site from Twitter, which exposed the workers to potential identity theft. In many other cases, employees have griped about their company online or posted joke videos that put it in a bad light and took a considerable amount of damage control to undo. Strict monitoring allows employers to spot potential problems early, get the information offline as quickly as possible, and discipline the employees involved, along with keeping an eye on what happens on internal computer networks and public social media. Companies should ask for access to employees' Facebook accounts and other private social media. Now, here's another element of it. Should an employer be allowed to mandate that you friend them on Facebook, that you allow as the employee total access to your social media? Should employers be able to do that, which they can right now? In fact, that came up in this company a couple of years ago. Or does that violate your privacy? I think these are interesting questions. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm guessing there's a large segment of this audience that's never even considered these questions. And it never even occurred to them. Now, you can also limit how much people do and don't see if they're not friended by you on your Facebook page. These days, most people pretty tightly restrict it unless you're friended with them. Some don't. Some do. I understand why employers would do this. I think the real key here is, you don't remember, but I'm sure you've read, in 1938, when Orson Welles did the H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds Halloween broadcast, and it scared the crap out of half the country. The next day when he was meeting the press, he said, look, radio is still new. We don't know its impact. And radio was still new. The social media is still new, and we don't know its impact. We just don't know. And kids put things out there that could haunt them for the rest of their lives. And the reality is, educating kids on something that came up rather quickly, although it's been around for a while now, it's still relatively new, and it's going to continue to evolve. Employers are going to use this. Saying they can't, I don't think, is the answer. Although being mandated to give them access is one I do struggle with. Chuck in Sheboygan. Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. And I just have an ear what you guys are talking about, and I recall what happened to me. And I was working for a company I loved working for. The guy that owned it was a great guy. But had there been Facebook back in 96 when Clinton was reelected, you know, and I voted for Clinton and over coffee in the morning, we're talking about the election. And I'm always trying to convince the younger kids not to have such apathy. But I didn't realize that I worked in an office that was such a bunch of strong, hardcore Republicans And I got chastised for voting for Clinton, where I was literally alienated. And that was just by word of mouth and my own admission that I voted for Clinton. But and I put it on Facebook, and the company had that, their choice to review that. You know, again, it would have been the same situation. And for the last 6 years I worked there, it made it really hard for me to be an employee there, even though I was considered a key employee.
Chuck, thanks for the call. And that's one of the big arguments against it, is there are things that many employees don't let allow, many things about them that they don't allow their job performance, but employers might be uncomfortable if they know about them, even if there's not really anything wrong per se with it. Their political leanings, a belief they hold on something. But my answer to that is, then don't bury your soul for the world to see online. Nick on the road. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. I used to work for a major, it's like a major transportation company. They do handicap transportation. And I made a comment because they're going to get a contract in Milwaukee. And this was in Milwaukee. I went on the Facebook page in Milwaukee, made a comment about the company I used to work for. A week later, I got pulled in the office. I got written up and told them, you know, I said, I was off of work. I said, it's my freedom of speech. And you don't have freedom of speech when you work for us. You're on the clock 24 hours. You can't say anything negative about our company. And I didn't say anything negative. It was on the line, but it wasn't negative. So I don't agree with it at all.
Okay. So, but if you badmouth your company on your own time, I'm not saying you did, but let's just say you did. If you badmouth your company on your own time and they find out about it, like say you were in a bar and the boss overheard you and you didn't know he was there badmouthing the company, do they have a right to hold that against you?
I want to say no, but yeah, you do. I mean, to be honest, yeah.
See, that's the problem, and that's where I think this gets very dicey. I want to say a few more things about this after the news, and if you want to weigh in, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It is 10:29, and since late January, I've been telling you about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I lost more than 55 pounds on the program, still losing on my own now. My wife was so impressed, and she saw how the program worked. And yeah, it takes effort. There are no miracle diets, but she was so impressed. We purchased the program for her, and she's lost about 10 pounds now in just about 2 weeks. And I'm hearing from other listeners that have had a lot of success. And I know there are a lot of pitches for diets on the air and miracle weight loss. This is neither of those. To find out what it really is, you need to check into it yourself. I can tell you about it, but I can't get into the details. That's what Dr. Lipman is for. But know this, there are a lot of Jerry Bader Show listeners who have had a lot of success. And it doesn't matter where you listen to the show, Dr. Lipman can help you out. So don't be intimidated by geography if you think, well, he's not in my area. Dr. Lipman can, and he'll help you through the entire process, as he is with my wife and he did with me. So call Dr. Lipman today, 920-268-1386. That's Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.